Hello, everyone.
I haven't done a recording for quite a long time now. I tend to only really use Audioboom for charting holidays and the like. But there's something that's been really bugging me of late, and that's the BBC website. Always used to be the best source of information, in my view. But of late, they've started using a lot more video in their reports, and not just video, but video without an awful lot of narration in it. And that means that if you can't see what's going on the screen, if you can't read the text that they put up there, then you miss out on huge chunks of the story that they're trying to tell. It's something that's been covered on In Touch fairly recently, but I personally felt that actually they gave the BBC, of which they're obviously a part, slightly too easy a ride. Personally, I feel it's discriminatory. I feel that they are going counter to their original editorial guidelines. I don't know what they say now, but they certainly used to say that where information was presented visually on the screen, then they should present it audibly. And it feels as though they've now forgotten this entirely and that they're happy to actually provide quite a lot of their content in a way which a lot of can't access. I'm going to give you an example of it in just a moment. So yesterday, Donald Trump was sworn in as the new President of the United States, and there is a lot of coverage on the BBC website of this. One of the things is an article on what did Obama do during his final day. Now,
Barack Obama's last day as 44th president. Heading level one.
Voiceover is going to be a bit quick here. I'm just going to demonstrate to you how little text there is in this article, and then we'll go to the video content. So don't worry if you can't understand what it's saying, if you are somebody who doesn't use voiceover.
Barack Obama's last day as 44th president. Heading level one.
So that's the title of the article.
Barack Obama spent his last day in the White House and as the 44th president of the United States.
So Barack Obama spent his last day in the White House and as the 44th president of the United States.
More information. Link.
More information. So let's look at more information.
Link. Less information. Link. He received his successor, Donald Trump, at the White House in the morning and boarded Air Force One final time in the early afternoon to go spend some time in California.
To go spend some time. So we'll ignore the fact that the BBC seems incapable of writing its articles with proper grammar. But so that's it for the article. I'll check. Okay, so that's it. Two very short paragraphs of text. Now let's go up to the video. Because obviously the main amount, given that it's so short in the text there, the main bit must be in the video. See what you make of this.
Enter full screen. C-bar.
Michelle and I, we've really been milking this goodbye thing.
How you feeling?
for all of you who have just done amazing, remarkable work, I could not be prouder. This has been the privilege of my life, and I know I speak for Michelle as well. And I can't wait to see what you do next. And I promise you I'll be right there with you. All right? God bless you.
And that's it. So I'd be interested to know what you make of that. I think there was clearly, there was clearly some speech within that. So we know that we hear President Obama making a speech at the end. We don't know who it's to, but I think we can probably presume that it's to his staff or somebody like that. We heard the helicopter taking off. We heard him greeting President elect Trump. We heard him being called out by what sounded like the press. I'm going backwards here, obviously. At the beginning, I can't remember what we heard at the beginning, actually, to be honest. But we did hear something at the beginning. But between that, there were whole sections of music going on with no idea of what was happening whatsoever. And even on those sections where there was some speech, we have no idea of the context. We don't know who he was speaking to, at what point in the day was it. So what can we construct about the day? Very little, I think, beyond what was in those very short paragraphs at the beginning. And that's just one example. I might do another example at some point, but I don't want to make this recording too long. What is the BBC doing? Why has it abandoned its approach of ensuring that its news and its other content is produced in an inclusive way which everybody can access? This really doesn't feel right.